Hi, I'm Maricel Castro. Welcome to Module 2, which is about storage, handling, delivery, and waste management for COVID-19 vaccines. As an overview, this module is divided in three sections. First, I will discuss the programmatic implications of COVID-19 vaccines. Then, I will explain the requirement to effectively manage the storage, transport, and delivery of COVID-19 vaccines. And finally, on the last part, I will describe the recommendations for managing cold chain at the vaccination post and managing healthcare waste at the facility level. Now, we will proceed to Module 2, Part A, which is about the programmatic implications of COVID-19 vaccines. The learning objectives for this section are to identify key programmatic considerations that are new or different for COVID-19 vaccines and to be familiar with key planning elements to prepare for COVID-19 vaccine deployment. Given the knowledge you have on COVID-19 vaccines, what can you expect to be different in logistics for the introduction of this vaccine? This slide is about the stability data of candidate vaccines. Currently, the information on the stability of candidate vaccines is either limited or not yet available. We don't know if the vaccines will have vaccine vial monitor or VVM, and if they do, what type. We don't know which vaccines will qualify for the multi-dose vial policy or MDVP. We also don't know the vaccine shelf life. We don't know which vaccine will be sensitive to light and freezing. It is likely that some vaccine will only have information on manufacturing date instead of expiration date. The information on vaccine expiration is likely to be available in the product information leaflet. Therefore, health workers are encouraged to refer to the package insert, which may be available through a QR code or manufacturer's website link. With regards to vaccines pre-qualification status, no COVID-19 vaccines are currently pre-qualified by the World Health Organization, but it is possible that some vaccines may be pre-qualified during the deployment period. Therefore, most vaccines will be used under the WHO Emergency Use Listing or EUL procedures. What is EUL? It is a process developed by WHO to expedite the availability and use of unlicensed medical products needed in public health emergency situations. More information can be found through the link provided in this slide. As mentioned earlier, vaccines may or may not have VVM on the label or cap. The location of the VVM on the vial, that is either on the label or cap, will depend on the vaccine stability profile and suitability to multi-dose vial policy. If VVM is available, health workers are encouraged to follow the VVM guidance on the right side to decide which vaccine to use or discard. The key to successfully introduce COVID-19 vaccine depends on the quality of plan and implementation of vaccine deployment and vaccination activities. Having a carefully designed supply chain and logistic plan is key to ensure that COVID-19 vaccines will be available in the right quantity and quality, at the right place and at the right time. Health workers are encouraged to use the How to Prepare for COVID-19 Vaccine Management Checklist as guidance. Now, I would like to highlight some key points when preparing for COVID-19 vaccine arrival, during transportation, storage, and timing of availability. When preparing for vaccine arrival, ensure that efficient internal communication and information sharing are in place, especially since new information may be available that are critical for health workers to know to effectively manage COVID-19 vaccine during the deployment and vaccination period. Health workers are encouraged to maximize the use of traceability systems such as the barcode and QR code. The primary purpose of the barcode is to track vaccine movement to reduce the risk of fraud or diversion, while the QR code will be used as one of the means to access information about the vaccine and update health workers on new information and guidance that may help improve their management of the vaccine and maximize the vaccine potency. Health workers are therefore encouraged to keep the vaccine in their secondary packaging to enable scanning of the barcode and QR code. To maintain the quality and potency of the vaccine during transportation, Make sure you only use the appropriate cold chain equipment and coolant packs recommended for the specific vaccine type. It is also encouraged to use temperature data loggers in each transport box to check if the available cold chain temperature is maintained. With regards to storage, it is recommended to install a reliable continuous temperature monitoring system in the vaccine store and to monitor storage temperature more frequently, meaning more than 2 times per day as you would normally do for routine vaccines. This is important, especially in managing vaccine without VVM, in settings where the ability to maintain proper cold chain may be compromised. Finally, the timing of vaccine delivery should be well coordinated with the schedule of vaccination activities to maximize the benefits of COVID-19 vaccination and to reduce vaccine wastage. We are now in Part B of Module 2, which is about managing storage, transport, and delivery of COVID-19 vaccines. The learning objectives for this section are to explain cold chain requirement for COVID-19 vaccine and diluents, and to explain the storage principles and conditions at the health facility and non-facility-based vaccination post. Storage requirements for COVID-19 vaccines. Based on the information available as of December 2020, the vaccine candidates can be categorized by 3 storage requirements: the positive 2 to 8 degrees centigrade, the negative 20 degrees centigrade, and the negative 70 degrees centigrade. The WHO guidance for managing traditional vaccines used in routine immunization will apply to the first 2 categories. While vaccines that require ultra-low storage temperature requires significant investment in setting up ultra-cold chain storage and transport capacity. In addition, training of concerned staff on proper handling of vaccines will be necessary. Some countries may face challenges for storing COVID-19 vaccines. The table shown in this slide describes the cold chain surge capacity options to manage COVID-19 vaccines. For storage temperature at positive 2 to 8 and negative 20 degrees centigrade, it is generally recommended to map the existing cold chain storage points and conduct cold chain storage gap analysis to determine the need for additional capacity. If storage capacity is found to be insufficient, countries are encouraged to consider the following strategies to manage the capacity gap. For example, procurement of additional appropriate cold chain equipment, including cold boxes and vaccine carriers, leasing private cold chain facility, or splitting shipments and increasing distribution frequency, and staggering campaign schedule to reduce the strain on the cold chain. However, identifying surge capacity for ultra-cold storage temperature may be challenging for many countries. Most health workers are not familiar with managing vaccines at this temperature range. Therefore, health workers are encouraged to refer to the COVID-19 vaccination supply and logistics guidance and follow the recommended strategy for setting up and managing ultra-cold chain, including the recommended equipment, coolant packs, and use of personal protective equipment. How would you manage COVID-19 vaccines stored at positive 2 to 8 degrees centigrade? In the succeeding slides, I will discuss the do's and don'ts on managing the vaccine stored in this temperature range. Here, I will discuss the principles for managing COVID-19 vaccines stored at positive 2 to 8 degrees centigrade. These are what you should do. Ensure all vaccine and diluents are kept in their original secondary packaging and are clearly labeled. Whenever possible, keep both vaccine and diluent in the same refrigeration unit. Monitor and record temperature more frequently, more than 2 times a day. Investigate any fluctuation of temperature and correct the root cause as soon as possible. Use a labeled container or tray for loose unopened vaccine vial to facilitate inventory. And follow the first manufacturer, first expiry, or first out principle. Use the first vaccine with earlier manufacturing or expiration date and/or darker VVM, if available, to minimize wastage. Record and discard all wastage of vaccines immediately according to national guidelines. And review and update contingency plan in case of power failure, equipment breakdown, or cold chain breach. These are what you should not do. Do not return opened vaccine vials to the cold chain. Discard them according to existing standard operating procedures. Never put vaccines in contact with or close to the evaporator plate in the refrigerator. Since heat or freeze sensitivity information is not fully known, keep the vaccine vials in the middle section, especially if the refrigeration unit has a freezer compartment, to avoid freezing the vaccine. Do not keep reconstituted vaccines for more than 6 hours after opening or at the end of the immunization session, whichever comes first. This may change once vaccine stability information is available. How would you manage COVID-19 vaccines stored at ultra-low temperature? Similar to the previous topic, I will also discuss the do's and don'ts of managing vaccines stored in ultra-cold chain. The following are key points on managing COVID-19 vaccines stored at ultra-low temperature. These are what you should do. In addition to the general cold chain management principles, when handling vaccines stored at positive 2 to 8 degrees centigrade, follow the existing guidance specific for UCC management. Use appropriate personal protective equipment, like the cryogenic gloves, for personnel in charge of managing UCC. And follow the guidance and apply the best practices for managing and disposing used phase change materials or PCM. All responsible personnel, such as the supply chain and cold chain staff, vaccination team, and supervisors, should be trained and demonstrate the ability to manage UCC according to the standard operating procedures. These are what you should not do. Do not return open vaccine vials to the cold chain. Discard them according to existing guidance. Do not store laboratory items, drinks, food products, or expired health products with vaccines. Do not keep vaccines with VVM that have reached the discard point, if it's available. And do not keep expired vaccine in the refrigerator. In the succeeding slides, I will discuss the type of equipment needed for ultra-cold chain system. Specialized equipment are required to establish the capacity to store vaccines at ultra-low temperature at the facility level. UCC equipment is costly and is not recommended to be installed in every facility. Establishing a UCC hub at national and strategically at sub-national level is a cost-effective approach. Utilizing available cold chain or UCC facilities from private sectors with appropriate training and monitoring system is more practical than procuring the equipment when the need for such storage is only temporary. The use of long-term passive containers such as the ArcTech plus PCM or the ThermoShaper or dry ice box plus dry ice is favorable for storing vaccine and implementing immunization session at the facility level. There are two types of ArcTech passive storage devices. First is the ArcTech passive vaccine storage device, which is a super-insulated container optimized to safely store vaccines between 0 to 10 degrees centigrade for 35 days or more, using only coolant packs in hot zone conditions. The second is the ArcTech plus PCM, which is a modified version of the ArcTech device that uses phase change material rather than coolant packs to maintain a cold environment for up to 6 days. Specific PCM packs are frozen around negative 70 degrees centigrade and have stable thermal characteristics. Phase change materials or PCM are substances that improve thermal performance when applied to a cold chain product by transitioning from solid to liquid or vice versa. The required PCM is specific for maintaining ultra-low storage temperature requires special consideration because they may pose risk on human health and the environment. The health hazards posed by the PCMs are minimal if their primary container is intact. Health hazards that can occur if PCM leak out of their primary container are potential serious eye irritation from leaking S8 salt hydrate and potentially fatal complications from aspiration or ingestion of paraffin PCM. With regards to environmental risk, most of the PCMs are biodegradable and none are environmentally persistent, bioaccumulative, or contain toxic chemicals. Only the PCM Crodatherm 5 is found to be toxic to some aquatic life. To minimize this risk, Care must be taken to avoid accidental release of the PCM into the environment. The last topic for this part is about the management of transport and delivery of COVID-19 vaccines. When transporting vaccines stored at positive 2 to 8 or negative 20 degrees centigrade, carefully plan the route of vaccine delivery and time to reach each destination, including time for checking temperature based on the standard operating procedures. Assess potential risk to delivery personnel and delay delivery for foreseeable reasons such as weather condition, and include risk mitigation strategy in the plan. Ensure reliable transport and sufficient funds are available for fuel. Refrigerated vehicle equipped with data loggers is preferred. Consider renting if needed. Bundle supplies when delivering to ensure all logistics are available for vaccination. Ensure required documentation is duly prepared and available before departure. And never transport multi-dose vaccines that are open. Discard open multi-dose vial immediately according to standard operating procedures. When transporting vaccines stored at positive 2 to 8 degrees centigrade, make sure to use only recommended transport boxes with adequate and appropriately prepared coolant packs. Monitor temperature, preferably using data loggers, as this allows monitoring throughout the transport period and download of data at the end of the trip. For the data logger inside the container, check the temperature at the end of the trip. Avoid exposing vaccine to temperature change from frequent openings. For data loggers with outside reader, check temperature at least 2 times during the trip. Complete deliveries in daytime if possible to reduce risk of robbery or consider the safety of delivery personnel. When transporting vaccine in UCC, the Arctic plus PCM or dry ice plus thermoshipper with data loggers are recommended. We are now on the last part of Module 2. Part C is about cold chain management at the vaccination post and waste management at the facility level. The learning objectives for this section are to identify and describe action in case of insufficient cold chain capacity at the health facility level, and to describe waste management options and comply with standard procedures. In this section, I will discuss the management of cold chain at the vaccination post. The supply of COVID-19 vaccines is limited, especially during the initial phase of the vaccine deployment. It is therefore important to keep the vaccine potent up to the service points. Health workers should use the right vaccine carriers when implementing immunization sessions. There are two types of vaccine carriers to store vaccine at positive 2 to 8 degrees centigrade at service points. First is the standard vaccine carrier, which does not contain a barrier separating the vaccine storage compartment from the conditioned ice packs. The other is the pre-preventive type, which contains a barrier separating the vaccine storage compartment from the frozen ice packs. The latter is specifically recommended for freeze-sensitive vaccines. For vaccines requiring ultra-low temperature storage, Arctec and thermal shippers are recommended to keep the vaccines between negative 60 to negative 80 degrees centigrade. The latter are specific type of vaccine carrier requiring dry ice. Some may come with a vial rack system and built-in data logger. This topic is about managing open vials of COVID-19 vaccine. Generally, health workers are encouraged to always check for latest information about the suitability of vaccine to multi-dose vial policy. As a precaution to maintain vaccine safety and quality, the following are recommended until more information becomes available. For open vials, if possible, use a separate vaccine carrier with a temperature monitoring device to allow monitoring of temperature during use. Reconstituted vaccine should be discarded 6 hours after opening or at the end of immunization session, whichever comes first. Do not use open vials if the temperature in vaccine carrier is found to exceed the recommended range. Discard vials and replace the coolant packs as needed. Never expose open vials to direct heat, light, or sunlight. Never transport or return open multi-dose vials used in vaccination to the cold chain. Discard them. Some health workers may not be familiar with the term reverse logistics. What is reverse logistics, and when would you use reverse logistics? One example where reverse logistics is used is during the TOPV recall to replace the supply with BOPV. Reverse logistics is the process of retrieving unused vaccines either to dispose or reuse by reallocation to another place. The following are possible reasons to conduct reverse logistics. If there is a need to reallocate vaccines to higher risk areas based on latest epidemiological information, the return of unused vaccine to higher level store at the end of a vaccination campaign, during temporary pause of vaccination campaign, or to recall the vaccine for any reason. Now, I will discuss the topic of healthcare waste management. Disposal of syringes. It is important to ensure that used syringes are properly disposed to avoid risk of needle prick and transmission of blood-borne infection. It is recommended to use auto-disable syringes to prevent reuse. Syringes are considered and disposed as sharp waste. So, without recapping the needle, discard the used syringes into the safety boxes or safe syringe container. Do not fill the safety box more than 3/4 of its capacity or up to the red line mark on the container. Ensure the box is properly labeled with infectious substance symbol. And seal the safety box before transporting it to the treatment site. Disposal of used or expired vaccine vials. Put used vaccine vials and unopened vaccine vials which have expired or suffered heat exposure into a red or yellow bag for infectious waste or into a biohazard container. Open vials posing a risk of cuts may be considered as sharp waste. Ensure that bags or containers are properly labeled with infectious substances symbol, and seal the containers before transporting them to the treatment site. Disposal of used personal protective equipment. PPE includes single-use gloves, aprons and gowns, surgical masks, face protectors in the form of glasses, goggles, or face shields. Use a room or a place away from the vaccination area to remove all used PPEs. Consult the national guidelines to follow special procedures for removing PPE. After safely removing used PPE, put them into a special waste container or bag for infectious waste. It's either a yellow or red color. Ensure that bag or container is properly labeled with infectious substances symbol and seal the containers before transporting them to the treatment site. The following are key considerations for managing and disposing used phase change materials. PCM is held in plastic or metal containers, and as long as the containers are intact, the PCM should not enter the environment. But plastic and metal will degrade over time, and the ambient condition of many cold chain equipment disposal locations will speed the degradation or facilitate puncturing of the container. Therefore, PCM should ideally be drained for proper disposal at the end of their useful life. We have reached the end of Module 2. For more information, you can check these links to some of the useful resources on managing vaccine, cold chain, supply chain, and logistics, including waste. Thank you very much.